A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Thinker Girl, the podcast.
It is Thinker Girl, the podcast. Episode 9.
Woo! Close to double figures.
Unbelievable. You're joined by Stacey June, Danny Pollard, and Christy Mercer. Just chewing the fat on a Friday afternoon. Or morning, is it? Morning? We're at different times.
Afternoon.
Okay. Yeah, we're three radio chicks. I don't know. We just piss off our co-hosts and just have a bit of a vent, really, each week. And made it into a podcast. So we've kind of, there's maybe one or two people listening now, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully. Well, I've definitely forced my mum into listening to it, which I think is highly inappropriate.
I kind of feel like I'd be scared of your mum, I've got to be honest.
Really? Yeah. Oh, you would love my mum. She
out. Yeah, but people would probably be scared of me, so that's why we'd probably get along.
There's no way I would want my mum to listen to this podcast.
Yeah,
I don't want her to, but she does. I've actually started hiding the posts. You know how you can do a post on Facebook and you can select people that don't see it?
Danny,
well, my mum.
It's promote. Fucking hell.
Yeah, no, but I don't want my mum to know about so much about my sex life. That's the hard part.
Yeah, hello, you're recording it. It's everywhere for anyone to see. That's the most ridiculous aim. I know. No, I mean, I felt a bit funny about when we spoke about my, like, the relationships with mums. I did think that, but I was like, oh, well, it's the truth. What are you going to do?
Have you got your mum on Facebook?
Yeah. So we each bring a gem to the table. Let's do our little contents. This week I've got, what am I talking about again? Oh, yeah, being the broke friend at the age of 30.
Yep, I can totally relate to that. I'm going to be talking about the fact that I'm a reform smoker that is right now doing this podcast with a cigarette in her hand.
Okay, I had no freaking idea that you smoked.
Yep, we'll get to it. Christy, what are you talking about?
Oh, I feel out of breath.
I want a boob job and I want your advice.
Oh, God! Okay.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Mm-hmm.
All right, of course, just so freaking full on. Who wants to go first?
Oh, gosh. Let's go with the cigarette so I can get it out.
Now that you're so relaxed, you've got a ciggy in your hand.
Yuck. Sorry.
It's disgusting.
No judgment.
Well, so I guess I just tell you what it is. Like, I used to be a smoker and then I quit. And for many, many years, I've kind of just been that drinking smoker. Like, if I have a drink, I'll have a smoke. And I don't even think, like, I honestly don't even think about it during the week. Like, I don't smoke, don't anything. And then in the last 2 weeks, I've just had these odd cravings here and there, and I drove home from work today, and I was tired, and I was like, I'm going to go and buy myself a packet of cigarettes, and I'm going to smoke those babies, and that's what I'm doing, and it's disgusting.
It's wow. Can you draw back right into the phone? Like,
oh, I've just
give
put
us
it
a
out.
Puff.
I'll light a new one, and then I'll draw.
God,
back
how many
right
are you going through?
Oh, see, and that's the other thing. I do this chain smoke thing where I'll smoke like three back to back.
So tell me, now that when I had that reaction and totally judged you,
that's the other thing.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I think it's shock because I don't know, you pick for people to be smokers or non-smokers because you might see them out the front of work or, I don't know, out or something, having a drink and a ciggy in their hands, but I just never pictured you to be a smoker.
I could see potential smoker in her, but I didn't think at the moment. I thought maybe in the past.
I know. Well, see, this is the thing, and that's the other thing. Like, I get asked all the time by the smokers that know that I used to be a smoker at work. They go, oh, we're going out for fag. Do you want one? And a lot of the time I do, but I don't go because I'm like, I don't want to be seen at the side of the building, banging away. Like, there's a real connotation to it.
I think that's a good thing. I think that's what the media stuff and all the I think that's a really good place that we're in. I think it's so, like, that has stopped you from having the cigarette. Like, so in the end, what I was going to say to you before was when we both judged you, and did you, Chris?
When you both fully judged me and wanted me off the podcast,
Never. No, and that is a pact. Whatever we do, we could bloody kill someone and none of us is going off this podcast. Anyway,
okay. Just have to talk about it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
What about if you met a guy, Stace and Danny, and he was really lovely, and then he said, "I'm just going to duck out for a ciggy." Would that turn you off or change your opinion of him?
Oh, jeez.
I don't know.
You know what? Smoker Danny would probably secretly inside go, "Yes, I can get away with having a few fags here and there."
I think it represents a bit of a life choice to me now, I got to say, in terms of a partner.
Reckon?
Yep.
I agree. I judge myself more. Like, I hide from guys that I'm dating that I smoke. Mm. Like, Friday night, I had a few drinks and I'd had cigarettes, and this guy was texting me, and he was almost, like, insinuating that he might come out and meet me. And my thought straight away was, oh, my God, I stink of cigarettes. I don't want to meet him today.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay, so when we judged you, for God's sakes, third time lucky. When we judged you, is that inappropriate for us to do that, or do you think because you're doing something not good for you that you can people can get away with the judgment? Because I don't think it's really fair for anyone to judge anyone, but because it is a health risk and it's
but
not.
I think it's human. I think it's human to judge, and I think it goes back to what you were saying. Like, it is a positive that there are total negative connotations to smokers. I mean, of course you're going to judge, but you guys know me. Like, I think it's something you can get over. If you met a guy that you thought was absolutely amazing and he was a part-time smoker or perhaps a full-time smoker, is that something you could get over?
I don't think so. Not in a partner. You, I can. And of course, and I feel bad that we judge. That's bullshit, actually. I don't think we should judge.
When you say judging,
hang on. So I'm going to interrupt this. When you say judging, what made you think of me? Like, what was the thought?
I think it's dirty.
It was shock. It was shock more than anything, I reckon.
I think it's dirty and unhealthy.
Picture me in my house being a dirty slob, like, you know, drinking every night, smoking fags. Is that kind of the vision?
Not to that extent, but you were on the road there.
I wasn't so much like, I didn't think of any of things like that. I just was shocked. I just didn't know that you were a smoker. And then when you go, okay, well, I've adjusted to that now. But what you were saying, Stace, with like being judged about something because it's bad for your health. I mean, there's heaps of shit that people do that are bad for their health, drinking for one.
I was just about to say that.
You don't turn around and go, ooh, he's got a glass of beer or a champagne in their hand. They must not after themselves and make bad life choices.
That's why I felt bad for judging, because I do lots of things in my life, which we won't need to go into specifics, that I'm sure are very looked down upon.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so it's not shame on me for judging. But that's my point. I judged and I own it and I'm sorry. I judged you.
Would you judge someone at work who ate KFC for lunch three or four times a week?
Yes.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, my co-host does. My co-host has an awful diet and I make it very clear. Which is, who the fuck do I think I am to make it clear to him that he can't eat donuts at 11 o'clock in the morning? Actually, screw that. Not donuts, ice cream.
Gig, I was eating donuts in the morning and my co-host would look at me like I was the sickest human being. And I actually snuck a Kit Kat in. I went to the vending machine in the morning. It was a really bad morning. And I ate it under the desk and I didn't tell him until 4 days later.
Can I just say donuts actually allowed at all time? My co-host has ice cream before midday.
Really?
Yeah.
That's allowed though.
Is it?
When you get up earlier, midday's like bloody 4 o'clock.
No, it's not allowed.
That's disgusting.
It's not allowed. And I was in a dark place when that was happening.
you were eating.
Being eaten under the table. It was
you were smoking in the corner.
So now I've gotten rid of the Kit Kats and I'm on the fags.
How do you feel now? Like, so when was the last time you would have smoked not drinking?
I can't tell you. Like, I don't really remember. Like, months and months and months.
What the fuck's going on today that's made you go and do that?
Do you feel guilty for it? Or are you happy? Like, when you've got your fags there and you're sitting outside, are you like, this is awesome?
I love it.
Yeah,
I really, really enjoy it. I really, really enjoy it.
Good for you, I think. But you know what the thing is? It's even just society. Like, I want to not be able to judge you, right? Because you're right. We do all kinds of things in other parts of our lives or other things that aren't good for us.
Yeah.
But then when I say to you, good for you, you can do what you want, I feel guilty then that I've been an irresponsible friend. It's smoking that's different. It's there's been a perception changed with this. Everyone's clicked that it seems to just be less acceptable than other things now.
Do you see it? Okay, now this is a big one. Do you see it as a class thing? Like,
maybe.
I kind of feel like smoking now is like a lower class thing to
maybe.
Do. Like an uneducated, bogan kind of thing to do.
It's so not
I hate
right.
That I'm admitting that.
If you're talking about class, people that have got more money, like smoking is expensive. It's the people that, you know, you think, oh, they must be povs because they're smoking. It's like, nah, these, how, I don't know, $20 a packet or whatever they are. If you're a packet of smoker,
I nearly cried
far out.
I bought these.
How much?
$18.
Shit.
I paid.
Wow. God.
Yeah.
Well, that's
so
good.
Essentially $1 a cigarette.
All right, you better enjoy those. Hey, how are you feeling? Like, so you're saying you love it now, right? How many have you had since the time we've been talking?
That was my. I just had a. That whole time, just then, I was smoking one. I forgot to do the drag in and out for you.
Bloody
Sorry.
Hell! Don't use that as an excuse to have another one, mate. I think you've had enough.
I've had enough.
Can you be a sexy smoker?
You used to be able to.
I've been told in the past. I look quite, kind of sexy when I smoke.
And Kate Moss.
But that may have just been a drunk
Kate
friend.
Moss looks hot when she smokes.
Kate Moss is a hot smoker. We're not doing this. We're not having a fucking podcast and going to list off hot smokers. We just can't.
It just happened.
But it's so good. Who else? Oh, yes, thank God.
Who?
Philip would smoke for sure.
Philip would be a dirty pack a day smoker.
No, Philip only smokes cigars, guys.
Oh, yeah.
He's badass.
And he's on the whiskeys all the time. He's an alcoholic.
I hate that guy. All right, next up.
All right, hang on, wait. Before we finish up, are we okay with me now, or am I the naughty friend?
I told you could do whatever you want, and I'll be okay with you. I just
do
can't.
Do you guys see me as a bit more of a rebel now, though?
No, mate.
Yeah, I do.
I do, because
I still like getting over it. But I think as long as you're enjoying doing it, it's not something that
that's
feel.
That's such bullshit. That is such bullshit.
Ruling your
that's bullshit.
I don't see you more rebellious at all. I just think that you've had a shit week.
Yeah, it's been an interesting 2 days. But so I don't know what's going to happen here. But there is a big fear in me. I'm like, oh my God, I can't get re-addicted. You know, like there's that fear.
Well, that's a worry. I think that's a valid worry, old mate.
Oh, but it was good. All right, let's move on. Let's go on to boob jobs. Hello, boobies.
Hello,
I want
breasts.
It's something that I have thought about and kind of always mentioned, like brought up, you know, like, oh, yeah, well, you know, I'll fit into these babies when I get my boob job. Like a lot of people would make those kind of flippant comments. But recently I actually took it one step further. When I was living up in Townsville, and Stacey would probably agree with this, I don't know, it must just be a Queensland thing.
Oh, man.
Everyone that I was working with, there were more chicks in the office that had boob jobs than hadn't, which to me was just mind-blowing. Anyway, one of the girls had gone through this company, an Aussie company, that actually teed up the surgery over in Thailand. And you can get boobs for $5,000. And I thought, it's too good to be true. But I've been emailing back and forth recently, and I've had to send off medical information and photos. And it's something that I am legitimately.
So you're in the process. So you're basically in the process at the moment of getting a boob.
I'm still unsure because all of my girlfriends that I've said, they dismissed it straight away and they're like, stupid idea, you don't need to do it, you know, your body's, you know, fine as it is and that kind of thing. And I don't know, it's something
I've thought
about.
Do you have a fear, Christy, quick question, do you have a fear at all of judgment? Because my mum is very much, she's Brazilian, she's very pro plastic surgery. I have actually had a breast lift reduction, which I don't tell anyone about.
You've had a what? A breast?
Yeah.
What's that mean? Like you have
so basically
been reduced.
Oh my God! I don't think I can find out much more about you today.
My weight has fluctuated a lot over the years, and I got to a point where they were pretty much like two pancakes because I gain and lose weight on my boobs. So I went and got like a reduction. So I got them reduced a little bit and actually got a lift.
How old were you?
So this was about 4 years ago now. I was 26 at the time.
Okay.
And, yeah, and that for me was a really, really big deal because prior to that I was always very, very anti-plastic surgery. And to be honest with you, was a bit judgmental, like judge girls. Girls that had fake boobs, I just saw them as I straight away would think vain and insecure.
Thing I'll say, you know, I've got two very good mates, one that have just very recently got her boobs done, and a mate that I knew had just got them when we first met. Both of them happy, completely satisfied. For the one that's just got them, which I've known since high school, and she's got children, she has always spoken about it. It's, you know, it's not one of those things that's gone up and down through her life where she's changed her mind. It was something that was always going to happen for her. And then it,
I'm the same.
You know,
if I had the money, I'd do it tomorrow.
That's what I mean. So I think in the end, think about that in other terms of your life, like your job or the kind of person you want to be in or your favorite color, all that stuff. Sometimes there's just things in your life that you fucking know. And that you know, that comes from somewhere and no one can judge, no one at all. I mean, I've got a different view on what I would do personally, but I've got double D boobs. So it's very rich for me to say anything. So there's no judgment. You should see how happy my girlfriend is and how amazingly confident she is with her body, how much she is out of her shell with her fashion style. She's completely, she's got a real pep in her step. And so in terms of any judgment, if something like that gives someone like that kind of confidence, I don't know if it can necessarily, I don't think it can be a bad thing.
Well, the thing is, I wouldn't want like Pammy Anderson, Triple E's and have them out on show. It would be for me, you know, and going back and forth with this, you know, medical company that, you know, that you obviously have to talk about the size and the shape of the implant and things that you want. And I want a full C because at the moment, I don't know, I haven't bought a bra in over 3 years.
Oh, wow.
And the one bra that I do wear is like a $15 bra from Kmart from years ago because I just, I don't feel worthy of like going into a bra shop because I just think I don't need it. Like, I was always the girl in school, probably the last one out of over 150 girls in my year level to get boobs because I was a late bloomer. And ever since then, I've just thought, oh, yeah, well, it's something I do. And now getting a bit older, you know, not old, but in terms of thinking, well, I don't want to go getting them when I'm, you know, like, you know, 40s or 50s. It's something that I want to do. It's something that I want to enjoy
while I'm
younger.
When you get dressed, like, to go out and stuff, do you often have that feeling of there's something missing? Like,
how I'm kind of
relating to it in my head is, like, I've always struggled with my weight. And, you know, sometimes you put on an outfit and you go, oh, I feel really good, but. And there's always that little horrible feeling of but. Like,
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wish that stomach wasn't there or that little bit there. Do you have that feeling where you're like...
That's why I'm bringing it up with you girls today, because only yesterday I was standing in a change room in tears because every freaking single dress I tried on looked great apart from the top half. Like, the bottom half was fine, it fitted, but the top was all saggy and I felt self-conscious and I just felt like if I had boobs, and not massive ones, but just a decent bit of boob to hold up a dress and have a tiny bit of cleavage to look nice, I would be happier.
Have you tried those? And I'm not being this to be, you know, like it should be an option and you shouldn't go down this road. But have you tried like the big chicken fillets and all that kind of stuff? Because I'm not saying that doesn't do anything, but I've got a couple of my best mates are absolute A-cups and the shape they get from those things are actually quite phenomenal.
I used to put that, I used to wear chicken fillets and then a strapless bra and then an actual bra with straps. So I would triple bra it, give it a good shape, and then there was like the padding and padded bras too underneath. But
and Victoria's Secret changed your life.
Now, here's another question that I have, because this was something that went through my mind when I was thinking about getting my breasts done. One thing that really I thought about a lot, and I was like, what happened to being different and this being the body that my life and my experiences have led me to? And I still sometimes think about that. Like, you know, I talk about my weight a lot with you girls, and sometimes when I'm hard on myself about my weight, I think to myself, what happened to, what if you are just meant to be a size 12, 14 and it, what if that's okay? What if it's okay that you're flat-chested and that's just your shape because you're Christy?
Well, I'm okay that I'm flat-chested, but would I be more confident with boobs? Yeah, I reckon I would be.
And you know what, Danny, I think the biggest thing, and the it's going to be wank-wank here, but I'm going to say it anyway. The biggest thing that I think with, you know, feminism, what it stands now, from my understanding and what I preach is that it is about choice for you, not about what other people are, not about what anyone is. You know, for me, I think I'm on a journey to really try. I'm going to try and, you know, my aim, and I certainly don't think this is going to necessarily be the case. If I end up on TV in my late 40s and I want to get Botox, I might be thinking very differently, but I'm going to try really hard to not, because I feel like that might be a bit of a journey and a self kind of, almost like a self, not challenge, but a bit of a journey for me in my life, and try and do what I need to do with what I've got. That does not mean that that is someone else's journey and that is someone else's experience. And if it means that for you, boobs is something that is going to make you happy, then fucking kudos to you. Like, so I think that's the biggest thing we have to remember is that I know that's my, that might be a thing personally for me that I'll try, but that doesn't mean I think everyone else should be trying that journey and no plastic surgery.
My reservations with it and the reason that I have thought about it and gone back and forth for so long is because boobs are seen as such a sexual object that I feel that what would happen if I, you know, have to tell, you know, family, if I go to a family function, like are they going to be staring at my chest or, you know, or what about if I need to take that time off work for the surgery and afterwards at work? Is it something I go and tell people, you know, or how come you've got, you know, 4 weeks off work? Like, I don't know whether it's something that I want people to know or whether to speak
about. Well, yeah, I mean, you guys didn't know about my boobs and I don't go around telling many people at all. I mean, a lot of people are going to know now, but a lot of people have no idea that I've had this surgery done.
So where are you standing, babe?
I don't know. I think I've got more thinking to do.
Okay. Well,
I'll be honest with you, Christy. Mm. It sounds to me like you've got a healthy relationship to it. I think it's simpler than what I'm making. I'm asking these questions because I've been through it and I've had all these thoughts. But I think it's much simpler than we make it. But I know that Philip's gone off, but this is another interesting thing that I came across recently. I've got a girlfriend that does yoga, and she does yoga 5 days a week, you know, 5:30 in the morning. It's her practice. And there's a girl that does it with her, and she was talking to me, and she's like, I just don't get it. Like, she's meant to be on this spiritual journey, and she's got these fake boobs and blah, blah, blah. And I was really shocked. Because I didn't see her as a judge. I see her as this open, spiritual, judgmental person. And when that came out of her mouth, I was like, wow.
Why would it matter?
And that's bullshit, because that's my whole point. It's her journey. Yeah. If she wants to be spiritual and she wants to get boobs, that's her personal journey. It's not, you don't pick, I'm vain and I want boobs, and you don't pick, I am spiritual, one or the other. Everyone is their own. You can make up your own choices. You can have a bit of a scramble of everything. Like, that's the point. So you have to just, all I would say is, you know, like they said on the Sex and City episode, you choose your choice. I choose my choice. You just have to really commit.
I choose. Right. Yeah, I think I'm going to choose boobs. I don't know. As you said, I think I'm feeling confident about it. I'm not doing it for anybody else but me.
Yeah, choose boobs, and just when you know, obviously you choose them when they get you know bolted onto you. Sorry, I couldn't help myself, but I love the term bolt-ons. But when they get put on you, you've obviously chosen it. But you know, in your head, in a life decision, really own it. Like, and not in a way that you need to go around telling all your family if you don't want, but more just for yourself. Just own it. I chose boobs. This is right for me. Not about any other bullshit.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's a way of looking at it.
Philly for Phil. Yo.
All right. It's very interesting. I love that. That was good for me to hear as well, because I think
Wow, okay. We all learned something.
It's interesting about you.
I know,
so
right?
Out about you
what
today.
About how you're going to, you can afford boobs, and I'm about to talk about what I'm going to talk about. Oh man, I'm 30 years old.
Yeah.
I am I'm poor. I'm a poor person.
You're poor in money. You're not poor in
That's what I mean. I have friends that own houses, that my brother owns two properties. I've even got mates that just have savings that might not own properties that live a similar life to me. Like, you know, might even be in entertainment, but they've got a little bit more on in their, I get to say, have a savings account. And I've fluctuated with money a lot in my life, but this year it's just, I'm just that person. And I'm okay with it to an extent. What I worry about is if other people around me notice it. Because I'm okay with it. I guess I don't necessarily, I can't do anything about it. I would prefer to be doing what I'm doing, and I know that it will pay off in the future.
In the end,
but at the same time, I often wonder, are my mates and people around me not even judging me, because I think they know that I'm on the right path, but are they in the back of their heads going, oh, fuck, Stacey again, or, you know, she hasn't paid, you know, she hasn't got around. And I always pay people, don't get me wrong, but it may take me a week a bit longer, or I might say, you know, I'll get this to you this payday, whereas other people are like, yep, doing it now, or, you know, like doing this, like, or we can go and do this trip, or we can, you know, do all of these things. And I try and keep up, and I do pretty well. But underneath, I am, I'm different. I'm really different.
Look, Stace, I can really relate to what you're saying, because I went through that at about 28 when I was still working as a casual at a radio station, you know, doing shifts here and there. You know, my friends are all going on holidays, doing this, doing that, and I was still living like a 17-year-old. And I really struggled with it, but I guess it's back to what I said a few podcasts ago. Like, when I sat down and went, hang on, whose rules am I living by? Am I living by my rules or am I living by other people's rules? Because I could have that life if I gave up, you know, the things that I'm working towards, but it's your life and it's your rules.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And you're a hardworking person. You pay your own bills. You buy your own food. I think I don't think that everyone needs to have two houses at 30 years old.
I used to work with this girl just when I was going through uni and working part time in retail, and she was training to be a lawyer. And everybody that came in or got chatting or small talk, oh yeah, I'm at uni, so what do you do, and that kind of thing. And everybody was so impressed by her because she was a really good looking girl as well. So when she said, oh, you know, I'm at Melbourne Uni or whatever, and I'm studying law, everyone goes, wow, oh my God, you know, that's so impressive. You know, it's a bit of a talking point because not everybody does there or gets there. And I was talking about it with a mate and I said, you know what, like I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I reckon I'm a hard worker. I give things a real crack and I think there's back doors to everything. I think if any of you girls or myself or whoever, if you really wanted to be a lawyer or if you really wanted to be, you know, maybe not an accountant, but if you really wanted to have a job solely for the purpose of money, you could.
Oh, I've got no...
I didn't know that.
See, the funny thing is, that's not a doubt because when I left university, went overseas and came back, I was on a lot of money. I worked in corporate comms on IT projects. I'm talking shitloads. Like, didn't even know what to do with it because I was miserable. And so I guess I have that inner confidence because I've done it. If I hadn't have at this age, and I took a turn, like I took a pay, you know, when I got into the entertainment industry, I think I took almost a 60% pay decrease.
Wow.
60%.
Yep.
So I know Yeah, I know that I've got the cap. I know that I can go back to money if I absolutely wanted to. So I think that gives me a bit of confidence. So it's not so much about me personally, because I get by. I think it's more about the strain I'm putting on other people.
Have you had any of your friends make any comments or anything
Never. They are all so amazingly supportive. I guess it's just something that I am always kind of worrying about. And I just wish for it to be over. So, you know, and then a few of them have reminded me and said, Stace, you know, back in, like, when you were a little bit more, when you were had a bit more money, you were the one that would maybe shout brunch if I had a shit day. Or, you know, you forget about the stuff. You are that person, you know, you can lean. And I maybe it's more of an issue about control and the fact that I've really had to learn this year to let them help me. So there might be a time where, you know, I'll pay back a mate in a week's time later, you know, or say, actually, can I pay you back? Or maybe, you know, some lunch has gone, oh, I'll get that and I'll be really uncomfortable. I know that this particular person who did pay for lunch probably a few months ago and I still remember it, will be like, no, Stace, I got this. And I was like, really? You don't need to. And they were like, no, it's just fine. Like, I can do the, you know, it'll all work out in the wash. So I guess it's just, but it's that being that person, because I'm a bit of the carer. I like to be the one that looks out, and I'm not used to being in that position, in the relationship, you know?
And the fact that you have, as you said, been in a position where you were, you know, in a really good financial position and then going, you know, moving away from that. So having that control, you know, over your own finances and, you know, being able to shout and being more generous with your cash, I think being from that and then going, you know, back to being on, as you said, you know, dropping down to a much smaller wage, do you reckon that plays a big part in it as well?
I think so, but at the same time, I like to look for the pluses, and I think it's almost gives me confidence to not freak out, because if I absolutely needed to, I know I could go back. So there's a two way of looking at it. But I think probably more so, even just bouncing it out on this in front of this mic, it's like, I think it's like, maybe it is a bit of a control thing. Like, I don't like the idea that I've had to be helped as much this year, you know, even if it might end up being that I've got to have friends pick me up from the airport. I've had to ask for a lot of help, and I'm not, I'm usually the one, not that my friends would never be there, but I don't really ask for it. A lot of people have said in the past, well, we don't know how to be there for you, or we don't know how to help you. You're the one always kind of on the front foot with stuff. This year's definitely been a year about having to put my hand up and say, hey, I need a hand with this, or hey, can you drive me here, or
I mean, that's karma though, isn't it? That you've been a helper your whole life and you've always been the one there to be the comforter. So what goes around comes around. You've put it out there, so far out for, you know, 6 months, 8 months, a year, you know, however long you feel that you're in that position. Well, you know, you're getting back what you put out there for so long.
I know, but it's full on. Money's a funny thing.
You've got to realise that, okay, so maybe at the moment your friends are giving you monetary things, but I'm sure you already know this, but we've got to keep in mind as well, what are you giving? Money is energy.
And they're not giving me necessarily money, like I, like, you know.
I know, but my point is, like, I know that they're not giving you money, but they're giving you support, but you're also giving support and friendship and love, like, I think there's a lot to say for that. Like, you know, I've had friends in the past that, you know, haven't had much money, but I'm happy to pay because I want them to be around.
Like
if a girlfriend goes, I can't come to dinner, I'm like, I will pay for you because it's worth having you there, because I'm actually getting something out of that.
Like, I know. And I'm starting to get a bit more used to doing that. Like, one of my best mates, a few of my best mates, I stay at their house a lot, and just the generosity, you know, it's overwhelming. Like, it just, and it's been actually nice to learn to accept that. But I just, I still get a bit worried. I'm like, oh God, are they thinking, bloody hell, you know, like, well, when will this be over?
You can compare it easily in terms of presents, because I wouldn't say I'm not a materialistic person. I wouldn't say I'm either end of the scale, but I'm a really big card person. It's become like a massive joke in my family that any card I write is always both sides of everyone's card. Grandma,
same.
They're always
same.
Like, oh, here we go, another Christie card, and they've got to sit there for 10 minutes to read it.
Hey?
That's me too.
Yes. And every Christmas or birthday or whatever that rolls around, and if, say, my boyfriend goes to get me a present and he doesn't have a card, it doesn't matter how fantastic the present is, I am severely disappointed.
Yes, Christy, I was exactly the same. My ex never used to get cards, and it used to become a joke. Towards the end, he would write, like, on a coaster just to piss me off.
And compare that to exactly what you're saying. It's no different. One thing, you know, you might get a beautiful piece of jewelry, and yes, it's thoughtful, and yes, you spent, you know, however much cash on it.
Oh, God, you've had too many men buying you shit. I'd kill for a necklace from a man.
You know, think about the freaking time and effort that goes into a card.
The last time a man bought me something. Jeez, I don't want a card. I want a bloody diamond ring.
All right, we're done. We're outie. I can't afford it. Okay, no, just kidding. It's free. Imagine we start charging.
Today, I've let out all the bloody secrets.
I know. Hey, guys, you know what? Someone did suggest that we put a bit of a conversation starter on our Facebook page at the end of the podcast.
Hey, that's
so people can chat, because everyone was like, well, where do we go to actually chime in? And I was like, well, this isn't about you. but it is.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll you can head to our Facebook page, I guess. That would be a beginner, wouldn't it? A beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It's Facebook, facebook.com/ Thinker Girls, THINKERGIRLS.
Yep, and leave a comment up there and start the conversation.
Yeah, feel free to start any conversation, but that's where you'll find us and all the info. Everything's
and
there.
And we're pretty much glued to that page, so we'll respond.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're there. If it's Thinker Girl.
Twitter and Instagram as well, anyway.
Yeah, we do, to follow us. But if you do want to have a chat or you've got any feedback on any of the things we're talking about, then please head to our Facebook page and, of course, the website thinkergirl.com.au.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.